You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Experience the musicals of tomorrow, today. Get a glimpse inside the blueprint of an original musical being developed in real time with New York Theatre Barn's podcast, The Musicals of Tomorrow.
The music of tomorrow.
I'm Joe Barros.
And I'm Jen Sandler.
And we're the hosts of The Musicals of Tomorrow. As the Artistic Director and Associate Artistic Director of New York Theatre Barn, we make space to speak in community with musical theatre writers and their creative teams.
Lifting up songs from original culture-shifting musicals in development and introducing them to a global audience has become a major part of New York Theatre Barn's evolving story.
Each original musical's intention, content, and journey are unique and extraordinary to the storytellers who create them. We believe that there is no formula for musical theater except authenticity.
We recently spoke with the writer of I Don't Want to Talk About It, Ben Kaplan, and the writers of Mommy Dearest, Christina Crawford, and David Nels.
Our first musical is I Don't Want to Talk About It, which has book, music, and lyrics by Ben Kaplan.
I Don't Want to Talk About It takes a deep dive into the complex world of mental health as told by a troupe of mercurial performers to an unnamed protagonist. Through fourth wall breaking sketch and song, the protagonist explores the subjects and stigmas of this taboo topic alongside the audience. But as the show goes on, the fourth wall begins to close, and the narrator realizes that the troupe isn't there for the audience, they're here for him. Through humor, empathy, and brutal honesty, this rock musical pushes the boundaries of how society discusses mental health.
And now here's our conversation with the writer of I Don't Want to Talk About It, Ben Kaplan.
All right. How are we doing tonight?
We're doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Can you tell us a little bit more about your show?
Absolutely. So I Don't Want to Talk About It. It's exploring the world of mental health and mental illness. Through various vignettes and songs and sketches as seen through the eyes of an unnamed protagonist. And as the protagonist is guided through all these different issues along with the audience by this protean theater troupe, the protagonist realizes soon enough that the troupe isn't there just to teach the audience, but they're there also for something much deeper that they're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, can you tell us a little more about the show's development?
Absolutely. We had a concert of selections from this show at Feinstein's 54 Below featuring some fantastic performers. Originally, this was just meant to be a 12-song song cycle, and the feedback we got was so positive. And after the show, the song cycle had ended, the next day I realized that there was so much more to discuss when it came to this issue and that there was so much we could make into a full-length theatrical piece, dealing with an issue that a lot of people think is so taboo. And that's one of the main things I discuss in the piece, is that because people think it's so taboo, we're not doing everything we possibly can sometimes to really attack the issue and help people.
Awesome. So you have two songs tonight, right?
I do. I've got two songs tonight. I'm not going to try to talk a ton about them.
Because
I don't want to talk about it. I'm going to let the song be talking for me. So the first song you're going to hear tonight is the title song of the show. It's the opening number, and it's sung by this unnamed protagonist.
A great big mess that I've been making. A giant mass of flaws and fiction and other things that keep my mind from breaking. But it's gonna take a long, long time, so long, 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 to tell myself there might be some wrong. Somebody forced my hand because I don't want to talk about it. Somebody read my mind because I can't bear to tell. I don't want to say its name out loud. Not something that I'm proud of. So I don't want to talk, don't want to talk, don't want to talk about it. You wear a face, you feign delight, so people won't believe that you're in trouble. It isn't fun, but keeps the peace, and you're not looking to burst someone's bubble. But searching hard, you might just find to your frustration a door that hides an emotion hoarder's dream vacation. Somebody forced my hand because I don't want to talk about it. Somebody read my mind because I can't bear to tell. If I do not have to name it, then I keep you from my pain. And that's why I don't wanna talk, don't wanna talk, don't wanna talk about it. Somebody made me see through all my fast talk and my pride. Just try and time has come for me to speak, but what I need to say I'm still deciding. The nerves are frayed and it is tense, 'cause who is ready to come out of hiding? And I know it's not a good, good thing to keep concealing, but it's so hard to tell you how I'm feeling. What I'm feeling. You gotta force my hand because I don't want to talk about it. Somebody read my mind because I can't bear to tell. That I have your ear, and you are here to hear me say it. Are you gonna talk? Oh, 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 don't you wanna talk? I'll tell you time and time and time again that I don't wanna talk about it.
Yay, that was great. So we have another song for you, right?
Yes, so we've got our second song for tonight. So after the night after this song cycle premiered, the next day, I realized that I didn't have a very important issue tackled in the concert. And I sat down and wrote the first draft for the song you're about to hear. So the second song you're going to be hearing takes place in Act Two as part of a vignette that deals with a very important topic, that there are millions of people all over the country, all over the world, who are dealing with mental health issues every day, for which the proper health care is not accessible to them. And it shows the disparity between those who have and those who have not.
Sounds familiar.
Yes. So this song is called Brother, Can You Spare Me a Brain? And performing is my wonderful friend, Bryn Williams.
But then spare me a brain. A single sound would do, then I'll be on my way.
Woo! That was amazing!
Awesome. I wanted to make sure that I thanked my two wonderful friends, Jakob Reinhardt and Scott Still, who helped me record these tracks. They are so wonderful. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. And thank you, Jen and Joe, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Our second new musical is Mommy Dearest, which has music by David Nells, a book by Christina Crawford, and lyrics by Nells and Crawford.
Based on the best-selling novel by Christina Crawford, Mommy Dearest is told primarily from the coming-of-age point of view of a brother-sister pair as they grow up, struggle with adversity, and try to remain family even as they are forced down different paths. Issues of family violence brought to light then have yet to be resolved today, and this true story still stands as a catalyst for change. The musical explores three decades of American culture.
And now here's our conversation with the writers of Mommy Dearest, Christina Crawford and David Nells.
Christina Crawford is waiting on the phone for us. So Christina Crawford is the adopted daughter of legendary film and television actress Joan Crawford. And David Nells is the composer-lyricist of the Great American Trailer Park Musical and its sequel, among other shows. When it was first released in 1978, Mommy Dearest made an indelible impression on America's cultural landscape. It enjoyed 42 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list. It spawned a cult film classic based on the book and placed the issue of family violence in the national spotlight.
Yes, and it's one of my favorite movies. Christina Crawford is also an advocate for adoption reform, the rights of women and children, and a pioneer in making family violence an issue of national concern.
Right, and I've had the great privilege of being a part of the development of Mommy Dearest over the past 3 years, working closely with David Nells and Christina Crawford as the director. And I can say that the musical is very different from the movie. It's a lot like its original source material, the book written by Christina. Let's meet Christina, who's joining us over the phone from her home in Idaho.
Hello, Idaho greets you.
Christina, thanks so much for joining us. Can you tell us why you decided to make Mommy Dearest a musical, and why now? Why does the world need Mommy Dearest the musical?
You know, Joe, I think that music can reach people's hearts and mind in a way that is unique. And for me personally, writing has always been a very solitary pursuit. So working on a musical where you see the words suddenly become lyrics and the scenes become live with music and action and dance and these wonderful performances, I mean, it's been just a joyous experience for me. But to go back to why, Mommy Dearest, at its core, is about abuse of power. And that is something that a lot of us are seeing around us every day. The musical itself, Mommy Dearest, focuses on the relationship between the adopted brother and sister, how they survive abuse, abandonment, and even total destruction at the hands of a narcissistic, sociopathic Hollywood woman, while at the same time movie magazines were portraying these children as having tremendous privilege, which couldn't have been further from the truth. So these two kids that we follow through the musical from childhood to adulthood survive because they stick it together. They never give up. They love one another. And the last lyrics in the finale for the musical are, "No more secrets, no more lies, we are all accountable."
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Christina. Wow, when you put it like that, it seems like Mommy Dearest was always destined to be a piece of musical theater.
Yes, but not without David.
That's right.
Hi, Christina.
David says hello, by the way.
Hi, David.
All right. Well, we're going to let Christina go now, and we're going to talk to your collaborator, David Nels. Thanks so much, Christina, for being here.
Christina, have a good night.
Thank you, Theater Barn. Thank you very much. And be safe, be well, and just know that I send my love.
Thank you. All right. David Nels.
Hi, everybody.
Can you tell us how you became involved in Mommy Dearest and how the project has evolved since you've come on board?
Well, Christina and I had worked together on a New Works Festival here in Denver at an old theater, the historic Ehlich Theater. She had created an award for female playwrights. And a few years ago, she came out during the New Works Festival to present the award. And she and I got to talking during a party. And, you know, she said, I've done a treatment for a musical of Mommy Dearest, and would you do some spec work? And I said, sure. Next thing you know, we're doing a reading in New York City with you directing. And it's been a terrific experience working with Christina, because we're collaborating on the lyrics, which is not something I would normally do. So to watch the authenticity, you know, I'm working with the actual source material on this piece, and it's been very rewarding and exciting, and showing a different take on Mommy Dearest from what the world knows, what's been out in the ether for the past 40 years, has been fascinating.
Wonderful.
This first song involves both Christopher and Christina Crawford. So we have Charlie Levy playing Christopher and Tina Scariano playing Christina. And this is a song called Lucky. Christopher was about to be sent off on a merchant ship without his passport. Joan was trying to get rid of him. And Christina took this on. They got him off. They actually won a case against Joan Crawford. This is the song that happens after they have won that case. So here is Charlie and Tina with Lucky.
What am I gonna do? What's gonna happen now?
The court won't let me have you because I'm not 21 yet, but it'll be okay.
Why try to make it through? What's it all worth anyhow?
You only have to sleep at the settlement house. It's gonna be okay now. I'll be there. I love you.
I'm so confused. I'm so afraid.
And the irony is, the outside world thinks we're so lucky.
Oh, yeah. We're so lucky. I'm so lucky I wasn't sent away on a merchant ship. Instead, I'm stuck in some juvenile home, which is a really different trip. Lucky to be left alone. Out in the world, we're on our own. Forced to living far beyond our years. Yeah, lucky is what you'd call this. Right here. How lucky am I to figure out how we're gonna feed ourselves? My sister works in a restaurant 3 nights a week, and that's the food we get to eat. We only have each other, thanks to the woman who calls herself our mother. Haven't lived at home since I was 8 years. Yeah, lucky is what you'd call this right here. That's the word for my sister and me. Lucky, yeah, we're so lucky. Luckiest kids for the world to see. There's never trouble in our little bubble. Trade places if you wanna be lucky like me.
lucky am I to look for a job when I'm underage? And who'd want to hire a kid or spend a year in jail? No wonder I have so much rage. Lucky to face such hard times. The court still can't figure out my crimes. This has been going on for too many years. Yeah, lucky is this right here. Lucky, yeah, we're so lucky. That's the word for my sister and me. Lucky, yeah, we're so lucky. Luckiest kids for the world to see. There's never trouble in our little bubble. I'll trade places if you wanna be lucky like me.
I'll do my best to help you. Nobody better understands you. Don't you see this as a victory we've won? Together we have to make it. This is a chance and we have to take it. And any chance is better than none.
Lucky I have my sister.
Who won't let you admit defeat.
Lucky we have each other.
You're welcome anytime at my tenement flat on 72nd Street. There's even one shared toilet for every floor.
Who could ask for anything more? You're the best thing about living through the years. I guess lucky is what you'd call this right here. I'm lucky I have you. Lucky is what you'd call this right here.
Awesome. We'd love to move on to the second song.
So the next song is what we would call the 11 o'clock number, you know, in musical theater terminology. It's a song called It's Over. It's sung by Christina at the crucial moment where the relationship with her mother is over. Now, this is taken from an actual poem that Christina wrote at the time that this happened. So this is one of those lyrics that I have nothing to do with. It is all Christina. It is completely from her heart, completely from her own authenticity. And so it has that definite feeling that it is for real.
It's over. You destroyed my career. You took away my family. You beat and shamed me. But you can't have my life. You can't have my soul. It's over. I'm saying goodbye and walking away. How can you live without family? I will have to learn. How can you live without mother or father? I will say I'm an orphan. I have to stop trying to love you. It's over. It just doesn't work. I have to stop hating you. Hate poisons my spirit. It's over. With you. For you. About you. I have to stop trying to love you. No regrets, no remorse, no more lies. I've tried everything and now I'm only 30. I will survive. I will find love. And I choose to walk away. I will succeed far, far away from you. I will stop trying to love you. It's over, and now my life can go on. I will stop trying to love you. It's over, and now I realize whatever the future holds for me, The one truth that has become crystal clear is... it's over. You destroyed my career. You took away my family. You beat and shamed me. But you can't have my life. You can't have my soul. It's over.
Wow.
I just love Tina Scariano. The first time I ever saw her, she was an immediate replacement for Mona Nichols in Prosper Theater Company's Death for Five Voices. Thought she was amazing. She didn't know me. She came in and auditioned for a show for me, and I wanted to cast her as the lead, but the producer told me I couldn't, as good as she was, because he had pictures from another woman who had done the role already. So then I remembered her and wanted to work with her. And when Mommy Dearest came along, she's the first person I thought of, and she's been incredible. Awesome. Thank you so much, David.
And we want to thank Christina Crawford as well.
Thank you.
If you enjoyed The Musicals of Tomorrow, please rate, subscribe, and share. The podcast is co-produced and edited by Paul Mox and Hector Flores Jr. Our theme song, The Music of Tomorrow, was written by Lynn Shankle and Sarah Cooper for their all-female identifying musical, Perpetual Sunshine and the Ghost Girls. Join us next time for more of The Musicals of Tomorrow.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.